DW.
Hello. All right. 3, 4. I got something, y'all, in my bones.
When you talk about America's national anthem, the words "land of the free, home of the brave" come to mind.
Lift every voice and sing, tell her then, heaven rain with the harbor be, oh, let her rejoice.
But there is another anthem that's been adopted by Americans, African Americans. Lift Every Voice and Sing, also known as the Black National Anthem, has become ubiquitous at African-American churches, schools, and sporting events.
Dr. King himself once acknowledged that he didn't see the real meaning of the movement until he saw young people singing in the face of hostility.
While he was president, Barack Obama even presented the song at the White House, a song first introduced to the world in 1900.
You see, it's easy to sing when you're happy. It's easy to sing when you're among friends. It's easy to sing when times are good. But it is hard to sing when times are rough. It's hard to sing in the face of taunts and fear and the constant threat of violence. It's hard to sing when folks are being beaten, when leaders are being jailed, when churches are being bombed. It's hard to sing in times like that, but times like that are precisely when the power of song is most potent.
Because it was able to not only acknowledge the past hurt and violence that African-descended people suffered through and survived, but also imagine the new future that they were building.
Shauna Redman is an associate professor of musicology and African-American studies at UCLA. She wrote the book on anthems, literally. Her book, Anthem, Social Movements and the Sound of Solidarity in the African Diaspora, documents how pivotal anthems, including Lift Every Voice and Sing, have been in challenging and disrupting the status quo.
Lift every voice and sing. Every voice and sing. Lift every voice and sing to earth and heaven ring.
Instead of portraying an idealized world, writer James Weldon Johnson presents the stark reality of slavery.
Stony the road we trod, bitter the chastening rod, felt in the days when hope unborn had died, yet with a steady beat.
In the lyrics, James Weldon Johnson is attempting to actually chart a genealogy of Black struggle and survival. So stony the road we trod, bitter the chastening rod. He begins by telling this story of abuse at the hands of a white society, an enslaving society.
We have come over our wayward, the tears have been watered. We have come treading our path through the blood of the slaughtered. Out from the gloomy past, to now we stand at last, where the white gleam of our bright stars cast. Every voice and
there are critics of the very idea of having a national anthem just for America's Black population when the Star-Spangled Banner, this version famously played by Jimi Hendrix, has been the designated anthem for the whole nation since 1931. Redman believes the landed gentry, more commonly known today as the one percenters, were the only people represented in the words of Francis Scott Key, words sung here by Whitney Houston. Words that came into focus in August 2016 when football player Colin Kaepernick first began protesting the national anthem at games by taking a knee.
There's a reason that we only perform the first verse of the anthem at these mass sporting and public ritual events. It's because other of the verses very much identify those underlings of society.
Some historians, including Redman, believe the wording of the third verse of the anthem are anti-Black. The lyrics say in part, "No refuge could save the hireling and slave from the terror of flight, or the gloom of the grave. So when the Super Bowl rolls around next week, Redmond won't be mixing up a bowl of dip to go with her chip. She won't be waiting for the coin toss. Redmond won't be watching in anticipation for the best commercial. She won't be watching at all.
I have, like many other people, decided in the wake of Kaepernick's blackballing to cease and desist all witness of the NFL. I have not watched this current season of the NFL.
At all.
At all.
Because of the anthem.
Because of the responses to the protest.
Both black and white football fans have turned off the NFL because of the contentious anthem debate. Supporters of the anthem would say that the song was designed to bring Americans closer together. The persistent popularity of Lift Every Voice and Sing underscores the fact that disharmony persists. Lana Nozzi's Way, DW, Los Angeles.
This report was brought to you by DW.